At Husker Harvest Days, we're at the Kubota display. I'm going to talk with Paul Williams. Paul, you've got quite an array of equipment here in the Kubota display. A lot of variety.
We have a little bit of everything we built to give a good example of how widespread Kubota products carry across different markets and different applications. So we do have a good choice.
So with the farmers here, what are they most interested in today?
Well, the farmers, last fall we introduced our new 60 series tractors, bringing our 40 series tractors into the Interim Tier 4 family. And then we introduced our Grand X tractors from the Grand X 100 up through the new 135. And we say Grand because they have a new Grand X cab on them. That's 10 inches wider, over 7 inches more headroom, 24-speed transmission, and a lot of the amenities that the American farmer really is looking for, and more comfort in these tractors.
You were telling me Kubota will celebrate its 40th year this year?
Yeah, 1972, Kubota Tractor Corporation was incorporated, so this fall is our 40th anniversary in the United States. And personally being very proud of that because I've been here 30 of those 40 years. And so along with that celebration, we will be also opening up a new tractor factory in Georgia. Something is another very proud statement because we're going to be employing quite a number of people in the upcoming months down in Jefferson County, Georgia. So that's another very proud thing we can say.
What separates Kubota from the other equipment companies out there?
The biggest thing with Kubota, and I think this is a reason that attracted me to Kubota 30 years ago, was that Kubota is Kubota. We build the engine, we build the transmissions, we build our drivetrains, our front axles, and they're built with some very astute engineering, a very proud company, and we have a very high-quality product, and quality has been synonymous with the name Kubota.
And did you tell me that you're going to be coming with some little larger tractors here? Or?
Well, I didn't tell you that. I guess there's always an assumption because Kubota seems to be on the go. And as I say, we're on the go and we're also growing. And we can't give any specifics yet because we really don't have them. But I hope before I decide to retire with this company, that will be my big last hurrah, I hope.
So you have a good dealer network in the Midwest? Or?
We have a great dealer network across the whole United States with over 1,100 dealers. We're well represented in most counties. Of course, Nebraska has been a little bit later for us simply because of the Nebraska test that has kept us out in a lot of areas, but since those laws were recently changed and we are starting to test our tractors. The 135X and the 100X were tested last year, and we have ongoing tests right now or scheduled testing for our new 135 Grand X, the M110 Grand X, and the M9960 will be tested sometime late this fall. So we're happy to say that we're moving forward in that area, and we're growing in Nebraska and North and South Dakota very well.